Oh, snap, snap.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Hi, everybody. I'm your host, Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt with Raw Dog Food and Company. And yes, I have been gone for a while and I so apologize. I won't let it happen again. As you guys know, I am a motivational leadership speaker for corporate America. Yes, I am. And so I've been busy doing that, but I'm back. I'm going to stay here. And each and every week, I'm going to continue on with these podcasts because I've been getting so many emails from listeners asking me questions, listening to the podcast and wondering, when, Dee Dee, are you going to do some new ones? So here it is. Here's a brand new one. And today we're going to be talking about why the raw diet fails. Why does the raw diet fail? Well, I'm going to tell you who it's not failing for, some of the people that have sent in their testimonials. And so I want to read those to you first. And let me encourage you to go to our Facebook page, rawdogfoodandcompany.com or Raw Dog Food and Co. Also Rick, we always post a lot of great information on our Facebook page. And so it's a great opportunity for new feeders to learn about the raw diet and maybe some of the veteran feeders to learn some new things too. But let me tell you about what some people are saying about the raw diet. And I love it when I get these emails. The first one is from Sandy. And Sandy says, my 11 and a half year old had stopped going down to the basement because it was too hard to get back up. Well, now she routinely does it 3 or 4 times a day to visit my mom, all because of the raw diet. And that's pretty darn amazing, isn't it? Pretty darn amazing. Here's another one. Let me give you a little background on this one. This is a friend of mine who's been feeding raw for probably, I'd say, a year. And I never could understand. I said, why do you keep kibble in the diet, even though that you're feeding raw? And she was saying, well, because I just feel like, you know, they're not getting all of the vitamins and minerals they need with the raw diet. Which that's absolutely false. If you'll take a look on my Getting Started page, look at all the vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals that are in the raw diet, completely raw. Anyway, so, you know, I don't press. I don't tell people their dogs are fat. I don't tell people that, you know, they need to not feed kibble with their raw. Unless people ask me or they come to me and they say, hey, something's going wrong, then I probably will give them, you know, my opinions and my advice, take it or leave it. But one of the problems was the dog, one of the dogs was pretty hefty, needed to lose some weight. The other thing is he was having an issue with an inflamed paw, okay? Couldn't get it right on the kibble and the raw. And I said, well, do me a favor. Just go raw for 1 month. That's it. Drop your kibble. Okay. I'm just asking for 1 month out of your dog's life and your life to go completely raw. So I just received this email the other night and she says, Dee Dee, I just wanted you to know it hasn't even been 2 full weeks of 100% raw for the boys. And Cash, which is one of her dog's name, has already lost some weight in parentheses, which he needed to do. And he's in such a better mood and he has way more energy and his foot is better. We are so sorry we kept him on kibble for so long. Thank you. Amen, sister. That's what I'm talking about. Can I get an amen? You can send your donations right here to rawdogfoodandcompany.com. I'm serious. I mean, you know, why is the raw diet so amazing? Well, I tell you why. Because you've got live enzymes in the raw food. These enzymes do amazing things in your dog's body. All right. So that's very different than commercial raw diets, which is a whole nother podcast because, you know, HPP, if you want to know what HPP, high pressure pasteurization, means they're killing all those live enzymes. Okay. So the raw diet is an amazing thing. I do want to answer one question real quick before we get into the show. And this was sent in by Jamie. She wanted to know, what protein did I suggest that her dog start out eating if he's had a chicken allergy? Well, that's really not enough information for me to give you an opinion or a suggestion, but I will say this in general. If your doggies have been on kibble or canned or some other type of food that isn't a real raw diet, maybe they're not really allergic to that small amount of protein that's actually in that kibble. Okay, first of all, it's dead in a doornail, I'm telling you, dead and dry. Okay, being cooked the life right out of it. So there's all this other stuff that's in there too, right? Synthetic vitamins and minerals and yada, yada, yada. So it may not be that your dog's actually allergic. That's rare. Food sensitivities are bigger, more prevalent, I should say. But it could just be that they're having a reaction to something else in the food. And so you might be able to come back to chicken. So what did we want to do? Okay, fine. Go totally away from the protein that you have been feeding. That means you could do beef, you could do turkey, you could do lamb, you could do duck, you could do rabbit. We have this fabulous rabbit and tripe blend. Love it. Dogs love it. Okay, so if you're having any type of an issue with one protein, number one, I would say if you're feeding a kibble, it ain't the protein because there's hardly any protein in there. And it's denatured protein, it's not the same. But just to be on the safe side, go to a totally different protein. Go to a, you know, like what I just said. All right, does that help? Hope so. All right, here we go. Let's talk about the show today. What we're going to talk about on this podcast. I wish you could see how we work on these podcasts. I got like three monitors going on here. I got my coffee. I got my microphone stacked up on some books. Oh, that ding, ding, ding means that somebody just went to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, placed an order. That's right. Hey, we do ship too. So contact us today. We'll get you some food. Make your dog healthy because friends don't let friends feed kibble. Don't you know? All right. Let's talk about why the raw diets fail. Well, they don't fail your animals. I tell you, they fail because pet parents fail. That's true. The pet parents fail at the raw diet. And I want to talk about the top seven reasons why pet parents fail on the raw diet. And the number one thing is that they fail to understand that dogs don't get sick necessarily eating raw food because they're made to eat raw food. Look at their teeth, for Pete's sakes. Their teeth are made to rip and tear and shred. That's the first thing. But the other thing is to look, we've talked about this before. They lick their butt and they eat poop. So they're not going to get sick from even if there were some salmonella and E. coli, and there probably is in some chicken and stuff like that. There's salmonella in the chicken you eat, for Pete's sakes. There's salmonella in lettuce. There's salmonella everywhere. But your dog's stomach, the acid in their stomach, right, when they digest, that acid is so prevalent. It's going to kill that bacteria as it goes into the stomach if your dog if they have, you know, a good gut. And we can talk about that too. How do we get your dog's gut in good shape? But I think you want to, pet parents fail because they have a deep-seated fear that raw equals bad, E. coli, and salmonella. And here's what I know, and especially talking out in the corporate world, and I talk about the belief systems and why we get stuck in the box and why we need to snap out of it. And how do we snap out of it? We need to apply this same thing to the raw dog food diet. You need to snap out of it because you see what you believe. And if you believe that the raw diet is going to make your dog sick every time your dog has a burp or a fart, man, you're running to the vet. Okay? You will see anything as the cause of this raw diet. And I will tell you that I've had several dogs lately that have had to go and get something surgically removed from their body. And initially, the pet parents were thinking it was the raw diet. You know what it was? A tennis ball, one of those little bitty tennis ball. You know what else it was? A puppy, a young dog had swallowed one of those deer antlers. Oh, for Pete's sakes, don't feed those. I hate those things. They are never going to dissolve or digest in your stomach. Don't feed that stuff. But my point is this. You see what you believe. And if you believe that the raw diet is scary, 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 ooh, E. coli, salmonella, well, everything's going to scare you about the raw diet. And you're going to look at that and say, oh, my dog's sick. And then as soon as, you know, they vomit or they have diarrhea or they're going through the detox, you're off to the vet. And then your vet says, oh, stop it. Stop it. Don't do the raw diet. And back you go to the kibble. All right. So you fail. All right. So you see what you believe. You need to snap out of it. You need to understand what is really in kibble food and what's really in raw food. Okay. So that's number one. And number two, number three, you get tunnel vision. And that's what I was just talking about. You know, you get tunnel vision and you see everything as vomiting or digestive issues, or an incorrect balance of bones or fat in the diet. Maybe you're over supplementing or maybe you're giving your dog unhealthy treats. But because you have this tunnel vision that you are just certain that the raw diet is bad for your dog, well, that's what you're going to believe. Okay, you get tunnel vision. And I want to tell you that I've seen this over and over and over again where pet parents start feeding the raw diet, but they send their dogs off to daycare, they send them off to a friend's house, and they start getting these little treats, unhealthy treats, and they start itching, and the pet parent thinks it's a protein. So they take their dog off this amazing protein, maybe it's beef, and it never was the beef. It was a dadgum cookie. Or maybe you're over-supplementing, all right? And that's what's stressing your dog out. He's not feeling well. You got too many dadgum supplements. I've seen a list of 20 supplements going in a dog. Good God Almighty. Really? That's a lot of money. Okie doke. Also, contact allergies, medications, vaccines, tap water, you know, eating poop, on a walk. All these things can cause your dog to have digestive upset or runny poops, and it has nothing to do with the raw diet, okay? And then you stop the raw diet, bada bing, bada boom. You just cheated your dog, you big cheater. All right, number four, you got a fear of pushing back on your vet's disapproval. You big scaredy cats, they're just people. They're just people that went to school. It's so funny because being a speaker out there, you know, and you see other speakers, and I always look at how we view people and why we are afraid of other people's disapproval. And I think, why? I mean, we're all just people and we all just have a different knowledge base. So don't be afraid of people. What are they going to do? Eat you? Gotta hope not. All right. But here's the deal. Don't be afraid to push back on your vet when they say, I don't want you doing that raw diet. And I do have a podcast out there right now. And I think it's worth listening to. It's What Vets Say About Their Own Prescription Diets. And I'm going to get more into this pretty soon about the questions that you can actually ask your vet, because if you're armed, then you don't feel like a dum-dum, and then you won't feel fear of pushing back on their disapproval of the raw diet. But I would tell you this, I'm not certain that they have a leg to stand on. I'm pretty sure they don't. when it comes to talking about the E. coli, the salmonella. You might want to ask them this. Where's the documentation on that? Where is it? Have you seen clients in here that have been feeding the raw diet? Really? And what exactly were they feeding? Where did they get the food? Okay, there's a lot of things I can teach you about how to push back on your vet, but just don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of your vet saying, I don't like the raw diet. You can just say, well, this is my choice. This is what I'm going to do. How can you help me further? Bada bing, bada boom. Number five on this seven failed process is the one that I see over and over. Pet parents fail when they lack patience and they demand a quick fix to digestive or skin issues. Come on, people, people. My friends, listen, you've been feeding pets an unhealthy diet for years and years and years, and you want it to change just like that? Well, as you heard, you know, my testimony at the first of the hour here, I mean, you are going to see some changes, but the detox process can take 4 to 6 months, right? You might see excessive shedding, and we might still have some ear problems. So don't get impatient. Wait. I've had some dogs with some crazy skin allergies, right? And their pet parents are like, it's not changing. They're still itching. So we tweak and I say, hey, hang on. Don't get crazy on me. Have some patience, people. 4 to 6 months. Might take that long. Are you willing to wait 4 to 6 months? Give your dog a good 4 to 6 months so you can help them change their health. Listen, if dogs were in the wild, this would be one thing, but they are subjected to whatever you're going to feed them. So they ain't got no choice but to eat what you feed them. So can you give them 4 to 6 months? I think you can. Okay, I said this earlier, but number six is pet parents fail when they think that commercial raw and pure raw diets are the same, but they're not. So people call me all the time and I want to talk to them a little bit about, you know, they buy our food. Okay. And our food is real raw, people. Real raw. There ain't nothing added to it. No preservatives, no vitamins, no minerals. This is raw. This is what your dog would get if they were in the wild. If we're going to talk about a prey model, well, we got a prey model, folks. This is not commercially manufactured. Okay. So that means that from month to month, from harvest to harvest, you might have 12% as opposed to 10% fat in the blend. You might have 9% bone as opposed to 10% bone. It isn't going to be exactly the same, and you don't want it to be exactly the same. Your dog didn't eat exactly the same every single day when they were out in the wild. That's what we're trying to replicate here. Now, when you say, oh no, my dog's having problems, it's loose stools, it's throwing up on your food. Well, here's, but you tell me, well, they've been eating raw. If you tell me they've been eating something like Stella and Chewy's or even Darwin's or something like that or Vital Essentials now that they're going HPP, that is not the same thing, people. What did I say earlier? I said, ours has live enzymes. And one of the issues that I see with this HPP is the organ content. We got real organs. Don't you know that's the multivitamin of the raw diet? So I don't want you to... HPP, commercial raw, and our raw are two very different things. They're going to... ours are going to be richer, okay? There's just a lot more going on. We have real bone in there. Real bone that's ground up, people. Come on, this is a real raw. So don't freak yourself out by saying, oh, well, they were doing fine. They were doing fine over here on Stella and Chewy's. Well, if they were doing fine, go back to it. But there's a reason that you came to real raw. And I want you to give it a chance. Okay, give it a chance. Give you guys some time to get those digestive enzymes going. You see, digestive enzymes amylase, lipase, protease. These are the enzymes that are produced in the dog's body that they need to be able to break down the protein, the fat, okay, and all the other stuff that goes in with the raw diet. And if you've been on a commercial diet where they haven't really needed those digestive enzymes, might have turned off. Need to give it some time. Maybe we need to add a supplement, a digestive enzyme. I'm all for that. Maybe if your dog's older, it's not producing the enzymes that it used to, so we can support that with some digestive enzymes too. But I'm just saying, don't get freaked out when you've been feeding a commercial raw and you come over to a real raw and you have a little different a little different process to go through. It's not E. coli. It's not bad for the dog. It's not that they can't eat our raw. They can. Give it some time. Relax. All right. Number 7. Listen, peeps. You have got to make this connection. Great health starts with a great gut. Great health starts with a great gut. And if you start feeding a raw diet and your dog is doing a little vomiting, got some loose stools. Well, you know what that tells me? Tells me his gut is not in good shape because he should be able to eat this stuff. It's what he's made for. But you know what happens when they're on kibble, when they're on a high-carb diet? Don't tell me you got a grain-free kibble. Do you know what that tells me? High sugar. And if I go in there and look at it, I'm going to see 40, 50% carbs. Some of that protein in those bags of food, they've been propped up by plant protein. We know that dogs need the animal protein. They get some plant material in the tripe, but honestly, they need the animal protein, okay? So, healthy gut. We've got to get their gut in a good position to be able to digest, to be able to kick out any bad bacteria that they may encounter. And you're never going to do that on a kibble diet. Too high of sugar. You're feeding the bad bacteria, my friends. All right? So we've got to get their gut in shape. If your dog's not doing well on a raw diet, yeah, we can tweak it. But I'm telling you, more often than not, that tells me your dog's gut is in bad shape. Got too much bad bacteria in there. We got to get the pH level right. We got to move it from an acidic to an alkaline to an acidic. Alkaline dogs typically have been eating kibble. No. You're just setting yourself up. You're setting the dog up for immune problems, leaky gut, flatulence, all sorts of stuff. All right, so pet parents really do fail when they don't see the connection between great health and a great gut. And there is no way, I'm going to say it again until you snap out of it, there's no way that you're going to get a good gut, a great gut, a healthy gut with dry, denatured, dead on a doornail, no live enzymes, dog food. Ain't going to happen, people. I'm just telling you. Okay? So, I hope that that has helped you today. You can find this information on the website, rawdogfoodandcompany.com, on the Getting Started page. I wish you guys would take a look at that page. There's a lot of great information in there. But today, I'm seeing that people don't like to read. No. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do all types of mediums. I'm going to do videos, I'm going to do podcasts, and I'm going to put it in the written form. That way, this information is going to get in your head whether you like it or not. All right? Okay, everybody, thank you so much. And you can find me. You can email me, dd@rawdogfoodandco.com. You can go to my Facebook page and message me. You just find me. You find me, I will answer your questions. We're going to start doing some new feeder webinars. Those are coming up probably in about a week. So watch for those, and I'll be glad to have you there and to help you get on your raw journey. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.